Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Collaboration is often underrated. Working through one's ideas, reactions, and creations with another is very personal. However, the payoff is enormous. The blending of disparate media is the product of hundreds of hours of sharing, conversation, and trial and error. The new exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute has two collaborating artists with additional collaborators in the mix. The show is Lydia Diemer, a printmaker slash installation artist, together with Betsy Hunt, a performance video artist. The two have teamed up with writer Riley Hennick and artist Zach Mosier, and the mix is stunning. I spoke with Lydia Diemer. The show is called Collegial, and the celebration is September 8th from 5 to 7 p.m., and the show is up through October 30th in the George Morrison Gallery at the DAI.
I'm Lydia Diemer, and I work in both printmaking and drawing, as well as installation. The show is actually a group of two different collaborators, including myself with Riley Hannick, who's a writer, and Betsy Hunt and Zach Mosier, who both work in video art, but they make a lot of objects for their work as well. The portion of the show that I'm involved with has a lot to do with the spaces that I observe, whether I travel someplace or as I'm walking down the street in Duluth. And it includes both installation, drawings, and text in response to some of the vast empty retail spaces that Riley Hannick and I have been observing both in Duluth and in Superior and in other places that we've visited. I work mostly with mixed media. I'm always printing things mostly because that allows me to generate a lot of materials. The multiples can become both three-dimensional things or sort of be repetitions throughout my compositions. But whenever I'm documenting installation work, because there's always two-dimensional printed work within it, if you look at my website or usually other images that will be included in the show or might be included in the press releases, you'll see this whole range of what's flat and printed and what is actually within a space. In a lot of ways, the text is an extension of the conversations that we're already having. When Riley and I sit down and we're taking all these photos and we're talking about how the photos fit into, something that might become an object or whether something will actually be included, that starts to sort of filter into what he writes about and when he sits down to sort of compose these other things. So there's sort of a flow between all of the different things. The text in this show is going to be sort of in a cloud-like form. So it will mimic its place directly across from another installation piece that will also sort of mimic that structure, but not include any text at all. So there's hopefully going to be a parallel between what he's saying in the text and what is sort of being evoked on the actual installation wall across from it. I'm really interested in anytime there's an opportunity, also expanding that opportunity to share it with other people. And Riley and I are very new to Duluth in the Superior area. And so we are new to the Duluth Art Institute, and we happen to become friends with Betsy Hunt, partially just because we live right in the same building. But it's been my experience that sometimes within your work and artistic life, whether you're teaching or you're doing something else, that often it helps to have a sort of small community where you're encouraging each other to really continue to work and continue to show. It can be very difficult at times to balance all of those things. And sometimes an opportunity provides you with a deadline and a space to do something. And in lots of ways, this show gave all four of us that sort of opportunity.
The show Collegial, up at the Duluth Art Institute with the work of Lydia Diemer, Betsy Hunt, and more, up through October 30th here in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, click on Audio Archives, then Podcasts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.